Good morning. This is Community Speaks. Community Speaks is brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio today is Scott Musselman with the Boys and Girls Club. Scott, how you doing today?
Great. Love the weather.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you taking the time here today. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club and some of their summer programs, because eventually it'll stop snowing and we will get into summer.
It's true. I'm looking forward to it as well. I went fishing actually yesterday. It was a great day. It's great to be in Buffalo right now.
Absolutely. This is a beautiful time of year. You know, the winter that we have here, especially this winter we had this year, that just kind of keeps extending itself into spring, makes you appreciate things like summer weather a little bit more.
Yes.
What are some of the programs that you're offering there at the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, this summer, we're going to have what's called a Club Unplugged, and we're going to be emphasizing a lot of outdoor activities, mainly because of what we see happening in our youth today with their preoccupation with technology and cell phones and all that stuff. We figured it was a good opportunity for us to get the kids out into the woods and enjoy creation and everything that it has to offer.
Yeah, get away from the video game console for a little bit.
The average child between 8 and 18 now watches or is on screen time 7.5 hours a day.
Is that between television and computers and,
yes,
and the handheld,
yes,
stuff and all that?
It's all those things.
That's a lot. That's like a full work day.
It doesn't even include homework time.
Okay.
It's pretty nutty.
Yeah, because I would imagine homework these days, they probably use laptops and tablets and all those things.
I would hope so. I didn't, but...
That's right. When we had a research paper, we still had to go to the library and look through the cards and then go find a book, and somebody else probably already has it.
Research papers.
That was
a long time ago.
That's right.
I remember when I was at University of Wyoming, we actually started with punch cards for the computer science and learning Fortran that way. That's how we learned it back in the day.
Things have changed a little bit.
Just a bit. Just a bit.
So is this something new that you're doing here?
It's new to the extent that how much time we're going to spend on it. It's going to be every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6 hours, and it's going to be a program that we leave or 10:30 in the morning. We come back late afternoon. All types of activities from map reading, fishing, mountain climbing, wildflower identification, basically anything you can think of, you can do outdoors. When you and I were kids, or at least when I was a kid, I think I'm a little older than you, we used to build tree forts and stuff like that. And because of so many constraints against that anymore, we're going to do stuff like that. Basically, we're going a little bit old school, but we're also going to be teaching the kids, science during the process, stream biology. I've talked to Cheyenne with the Fish and Game Department here. She's got some great ideas. We're actually going to several members of the Boys and Girls Club from the state are actually going to a Fish and Game workshop. I think that's this weekend. Yeah, Saturday in Gillette, to learn more about Outdoor Rec and just some of the program that they offer. So,
well, it's kind of a neat program for the kids, because not only do they get out, like you mentioned, maybe get away from the screen time a little bit, get outdoors and enjoy that, but it sounds like they're going to learn something as well.
They're going to learn a lot.
So not just having fun, but also having fun and learning.
Absolutely. Well, there's numerous studies about how important being subjected to nature helps with both cognitive and emotional development. And today we just need to get our kids out a little bit more. There's a phrase for it that's been coined. It's called the nature deficit disorder.
Nature deficit disorder.
It's true. I mean, they say kids from 1970 to today, kids of their scope of exploration has been diminished by 90%. So, like, when you and I were kids, we used to ride our bikes everywhere, right?
Yeah, well, you leave and you come back at night.
Right, exactly. So there was a lot of exploring going on there. And so, anyway, we're just going to have a lot of fun doing that. We're also going to be doing gardening, which is brings me up to a question for the community. We need some volunteers for the gardening projects that we're going to be doing. The sooner the better. Otherwise, I'll be out there doing it myself, this is okay, but we would love to get some volunteers. If anybody's interested, they can contact the Boys and Girls Club about gardening.
Now, do you want people that that have experience gardening or just anyone that's willing to give their time? Or a combination?
I'll be politically correct and say both. How's that sound? Okay. But experience would be great, okay?
Sure, sure. Yeah. Experience would be great, but as long as they're willing to give their time, you're not going to turn them away.
No. Absolutely not.
And so this summer program, how can kids get involved if they want to be a part of this?
That's a good question. So space is going to be limited. So the sooner you can sign up, the better. Our summer program runs from June 4th through August 17th. Our fees are $55 a week. Okay, we provide free lunches and snacks, or it's $20 a day. We also provide scholarships for those that apply. We basically don't turn anybody away based on financial needs. We'll take a look at it, make sure, you know, we can't give it away sometimes, but we will look at that and see what we can do to help them out. So there's a one-time $10 membership fee, okay, that covers the entire year. So okay. It doesn't mean they have to come every day to the club. So, you know, if they want to sign up for the entire summer, that's fine. And they only use it X amount of days, that's fine as well. But those are the fee structures. It's $55 a week or $20 per day.
Okay. And how long have you been involved with the Boys and Girls Club here?
I have been on board since October.
Okay.
And my background is completely different than this because I came from manufacturing and construction work. So, okay. But I have a heart for kids. You know, basically, I was a guy that was complaining about the youth of today as an employer. And at some point, I said, you know, I'd probably need to do something about it. So that's why I'm where I'm at.
You know, that's pretty awesome because a lot of people, they just stop at the complaining part and then they just continue complaining.
Well, believe me, I'm not immune to that. Okay, so I did it for long enough that you know, and certainly, you know, you try to do what you can. I'm not some godsend that can do everything, but I'm going to do my best to make sure these kids get a good start.
Yeah, you know, sometimes just showing up is enough.
That's true.
You know, just somebody to be there and kind of, like you mentioned, lead these kids on these summer programs like you're offering here. This sounds like a great opportunity for the youth here in Johnson County.
Yeah, I'm pretty jazzed about the whole thing. You know, I think it's a good alternative to some kids that can't afford the sport camps or do whatever else they can. I mean, even if they come twice a week, they're going to get a lot of exercise and they're going to learn a lot. So, yeah. It's about life and about the woods.
There's certainly worse ways you could spend your summer.
I think so, yeah.
So is there anything else with the summer program that you wanted to let people know?
Yeah, I did, actually. One other thing. We're also, the kids from KC, they're also eligible for this. We're going to be running a bus from KC to Buffalo every day, Monday through Friday. So the same fee structure applies. Pickup time, I believe, is an 8 o'clock in KC, and we drop the kids back off at 5.
Okay. Yeah. So if they can't get their kids here, they can just hop on the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, that's great for those kids. And you mentioned the volunteers for the gardening. Do you need volunteers for other things as well?
Yeah. I mean, we'll take volunteers any way that we can get them. The best thing to do is just to come in. If you have an interest or a passion for what you want to do with kids, just come in and let's just talk about it. We'll use it however we can, whether it's reading to kids, doing cooking, sewing. It doesn't matter. We have a use.
Something that's entertaining for the kids, and they learn life lessons as well. Things they'll need down the road.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Absolutely. All right, we're talking with Scott Musselman with the Boys and Girls Club here in Johnson County on Community Speaks. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brady.
Appreciate it. Community Speaks is brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Keep it tuned. Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.